Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com, basically Talkers Magazine Online, the Bible of the Talk Radio, the new Talk Media, with a conference schedule for June in New York City. Should be pretty exciting. Meanwhile, every week our task here is to go through the charts for, in this case, the week of March 4th to the 8th. So we have the top 10 stories, the top 10 list of people being discussed on the News Talk Radio programs that are monitored by Talkers.com. So Michael Harrison, what's your middle initial?
Michael S. Harrison.
Michael S. Harrison.
That's right. The S stands for Stephen.
Really? Michael
Stephen? Actually, it stands for Stephen.
Like Stephen.
Yes.
Michael Stephen.
Michael
Harrison. Like
Stephen
that.
Harrison.
As opposed to Michael A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P.
Or M. Stephen Harrison.
M. Stephen. I like that. You make a good
decision. How would you like to have, like, initials for your name? M. S. Harrison or...
M. S. Harrison.
Yeah, D. Whatever
w.
your middle
D.
name
w.
is. Stephen.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that doesn't get us to the top 10 stories, however.
Oh, we have to do that? You said it was a task. Okay.
It is a task, and you're being tasked to do it right now. Yes.
Do it. At number 10, we have the NBA, we have the NHL, and we have Major League Baseball spring training. Lots of sports converging. At number 9, the gun control debate. At number 8, John Kerry's trip abroad. Jeb Bush in 2016, number 7. The record.
Hillary Clinton in 2016. Rand Paul in 2016.
Let's start talking about 2016.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
It's not too early.
No.
We're talking about 2020.
Sure.
At number 6, we have the record Dow, which is, I don't understand economics, I'm sorry. I just don't understand. Number 5, anti-drones filibuster. Number 4, the death of Hugo Chavez. At number 3, the Iran nuclear program. At number 2, the North Korean nuke threats. At number 1, the sequester. The people that are making these stories pop. Number 10, we have Joe Biden, John Kerry at 9, Jeb Bush at 8. And number 7, we have John McCain and Lindsey Graham tied. Paul Ryan is at 6. Hugo Chavez and Sean Penn are at 5. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is at 4. Number 3, we have Kim Jong-un. We have at number 2, John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. And at number 1, we have Barack Obama.
All right, so Sean Penn and Hugo Chavez... I think Sean Penn went to his funeral, didn't he? He was.
Sean Penn always gets himself into all kinds of political brouhahas and hot water with the right.
What was more interesting was the discussion that I heard on some stations about the Citgo flags. Citgo, the old City Service. Remember when we grew up in New England, the City Service Oil Company became Citgo.
A big sign by Fenway Park.
Fenway Park,
kind of iconic.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Been there a long time. So anyway, the Citgo stations in this country flew their flags at half-mast. And that didn't stir up the pot. It was actually a pretty interesting conversation because most people didn't know that Citgo belongs to the Venezuelan government. And so there is the animosity that was aimed at Hugo Chavez was aimed then at Citgo. And so did they help themselves or hurt themselves by flying the flag? It was the American flag that was flying half-mast.
Yeah, only
it ticked off
and only hurt them among those who read the news.
Yeah,
which
we
is
understand.
About 1%.
Yeah, well, then there are those other the 5% that discuss it on News Talk Radio.
Right, of course, I'm being facetious.
Yes, right. But that I thought that was an interesting angle on that story. Meanwhile, the new TSA guidelines bubbling just underneath the top 10 and the discussion about that, I heard some pretty interesting, very clever, and actually silly stuff that came out with. And these people, they're such great fodder for conversations. Every once in a while, you come upon either a private company or one of the government agencies that's such great fodder for a conversation, which most of the time starts with a poke. Right? I mean, that usually leads to things. In this case, TSA always is screwing up every week. There's some new adventure that they put somebody through. And now, to really bring into focus whether they have any value at all or not, let's let everybody carry everything they want back on the plane. So conversations were actually pretty stimulating. And you know what? So often, Michael, maybe you could talk about this. The things that we talk about, the stories, the hits, if you will, in talk radio are so serious. Are the good hosts able to, or is there more of a trend now for the host to take some of this these serious issues and turn around and have fun with them?
Well, basically, this era started with that. I mean, let's look at Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, one of his major elements that made him as big as he is today when he first started out 20-some-odd years ago was humor. As a matter of fact, a lot of the things that Rush Limbaugh does as serious today started out tongue-in-cheek. Ironically, if you look back at the early Rush Limbaugh, he was very much like a right-wing version of Jon Stewart.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
And what happened is so many people took him at face value and liked it that I think he began to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe he went through a personal psychological metamorphosis. And he is not as funny as he used to be. As a matter of fact, he's not terribly funny at all.
No.
He's very serious. But humor was a major part of the news talk radio take on issues.
Yep.
I would love to see it go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is humor is a very difficult thing to capture in a bottle. It's organic. We're not talking about comedy. There's a big difference between something that's
right.
comedic and something
right.
that's humorous.
Funny,
Quite
yeah.
often people in our industry tend to think when you talk about humor, it means joke telling or being funny or being sarcastic. Or the modern version of humor among the younger generation is best described as snarky.
Yeah.
Snarky is a very strange kind of humor that you see it permeating the media now as the young people are getting older. But humor is a very, very difficult element to define.
I heard somebody on the air, obviously was reading something, instead of saying, we're going to talk about picking the new pope, the guy said, now, up next, pickling the new pope. And he didn't even get what he had said.
I'm glad he didn't, you know. In today's world, anything could be interpreted as insulting.
Well, that's the other thing, how easily insulted people are. Some hosts who continually fight those who don't like them on the air, they send groups after the station. They're going to pick at the station, or they're going to pick at the advertisers, or they're going to threaten this, that, or the other thing. Remember when you and I get started in this business, at least in the syndicated side of things, Rush Limbaugh and I have been around the same number of years. We're in our 25th year. There would never have been any discussion by management to worry about what anybody said. They just encouraged them to be different, take the calls, stand up to the people who are complaining now. The people that run these stations and these companies are such wimps that they roll over to them, and so they do more and more of it because they can get away with it. They want to get people off the air. They don't want freedom of speech, so they go after people, and that seems to me, you and I have talked about this before, and it's something that comes up often in your seminars, how the problems with real freedom of speech are not being dealt with.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of politicizing of various movements, ethnic movements, gender movements, economic movements, racial movements, and nationality movements, and when you politicize it, and you have organizations whose main purpose and people are getting paid to find grievances and then go out and protest them, well, there's going to be a lot of crossfire going on, and we're in an era just like that right now, which gets in the way of free expression, gets in the way of valid criticism, and gets in the way of humor. On the other hand, there is a little bit of truth behind the fact that we should be a little kinder to each other. We should be less vicious and less hateful. So there's a fine line between true hate speech, dangerous, hateful, nasty, demeaning speech, and humor or valid expression. I mean, are we beyond criticizing any group, any nationality,
right.
any race?
Yeah, that's it. That's where we're going.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's tough.
We don't agree. Yeah. It is tough. Something to keep in focus, though, because it's changed the landscape for a lot of us who do this on the air. Michael Harrison is here reviewing what's going on in the charts for the week from talkers.com. We continue in a moment on the countdown.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call Click Grainger. Grainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, that's some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car.
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized she tastes with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea. Real iced tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Michael Harrison. Michael S. Harrison?
Correct. Michael S. Harrison.
Yes, Michael is here. The stories of the week and the focus, the fun that people have or not with listening to their favorite hosts in the morning and the afternoon. It really is interesting. You were talking about Rush Limbaugh earlier, how he carved out a niche for himself in a time of the day when people didn't really used to listen to the radio. Who would have thought that somebody could make it as big as he has by being on in midday?
Yeah, well, first of all, to say people didn't listen, people listened to the entire radio. It's just that it wasn't prime time.
Right.
Yeah, it's scary to hear. Nobody listened to the radio, so let's amend that.
Yes,
let's but one of the ways that he was able to be syndicated on major radio stations and it not considered to be, like, an outrage, because I remember a lot of major stations said, we'll never run a syndicated show.
Right.
Stations were proud of their live and localness in every single show, every day part, as it's called in the business. It's one of the reasons Limbaugh was able to have a clear path toward breaking that particular custom was that he was put on a time when, all right, we can experiment with it. It's midday. You know what they used to call that time? They used to call it the housewife shift.
Ooh.
Now, that's what they called it. They don't call it that anymore.
No.
Because it's not, you know, it's not applicable to today's society. It's today's roles. But that's what they called it. They called it the housewife time.
And Limbaugh is not exactly big with housewives. Anyway.
Not too big, no.
Michael Harrison, always very interesting to have you here. Isn't it great how we reach into the pockets of our mind to find out what people are thinking or explore what you may be thinking, stimulated by some of the great discussions on some of the great news talk radio stations that we profile here and are listening to. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now it's time for our weekly visit from Michael Levine, who runs LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. He is the communicating artist. And I say that because a lot of people in public relations understand that the art of communicating with people is the art of public relations. But it can be a messy business, Michael, right? It involves a lot of persuasion, sometimes editing. Some people who do PR are accused of being deceptive. How do you avoid that? How do you not go down there? Especially when you look at some of the people around. I was thinking of Sean Penn when I saw his name connected to Hugo Chavez and how somebody doing PR would try to put a positive spin on something like that.
One of the strategies, long-term strategies of communications is to being trusted, to being understood. If you spin people, if you deceive people, you're engaged in something that can bring you a short-term benefit but a long-term problem.
Is that true of politicians maybe more than anybody else you hear? And government PR, which is basically what the press secretary does, we're paying for somebody to put a spin on what the president or some of these other, most of the senators, I guess, and congressmen, don't they have their own PR people?
Oh, absolutely. Every senator, every congressman has a spokesperson that mm-hmm. is in fact, a de facto PR person. Absolutely. And, their problems, public relations rise, are all of our problems, except on a grand scale. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of us are on TV, every day, and they are, and so they have constituents watching them, and opposition groups watching them.
Yeah, and then they can take their shots, if you will, and you have to worry about cleaning up. And that's perhaps where I come in with Sean Penn. A lot of people on News Talk Radio this week, Hugo Chavez's death is number four in the countdown. And two things, the Citgo stations that are flying our American flag at half-mast in honor of Chavez. Citgo belongs to the Venezuelans. And then Sean Penn going to his funeral, that made for an easy poke. Is that what we expect? People who are doing PR for Sean Penn, do they say, Sean, don't do that, or just let him go and then clean up afterwards?
If you're a public relations person working for Sean Penn, you long, long, long ago know that he isn't going to listen to you anyway. So you've just got to do the best you can.
Well, when somebody is quoted, I was looking at a couple of stories this week, various stars and starlets are always, their mouthpiece is a quote-unquote spokesperson for Angelina Jolie, Fred Smith said blah, blah, blah. Why do they need spokesperson? Why can't they just say it themselves? Well, they need somebody to go out and interpret for them. I don't want to put business, I don't want to take business away from me, Michael, but why do they need somebody like you?
Well, certain international celebrities are being asked questions all the time, almost like heads of state. Now, they're not really heads of state, but they're asked questions as if they are.
Yeah.
And to create order and to create a disciplined, orderly way of responding, they find it valuable to have a person, a publicist, uh-huh. represent their career or their work in the world's eyes.
So let's say you're Dennis Rodman's PR person. How good a job or easy a job is that?
You got a big problem there. That's one of the PR jobs I'd prefer not to have.
Right. So if he came to you and said, "Okay, Michael, I got to get things cleaned up here," you'd say, "No, I don't want to work with you."
Well, I'm not saying I'd say no, but I would. I'm not sure that that's an easy or no. something that can be done rather quickly. I understand he wants to go back to North Korea.
Good for him. It's a nice trip. Michael Levine here from LCO, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, and also the founder of LVN eLert, a daily overview of the news from all aspects, all interests, all covered at LVNeLert.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with an overview of some of the hot hits, where we have some more information, some more input from some of our favorite news talk radio or television personalities. The number 9 issue, as an example this week, is the continuing conversation about gun control, the debate in the public, in the halls of Congress, et cetera, et cetera. Here's Poppy Harlow talking to ATF agent Jeff Boschek about just how easy it is now, still, for criminals to get guns in our country.
How easy is it for a criminal to get a gun?
Extremely easy.
How are these guns run?
Any means of transportation, conveyance, planes, trains, automobiles. Have you ever ridden a bus?
Yes.
You ever been searched getting on a bus?
No.
For $5, you can get to New York City on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's not as many ATF agents and DEA agents and everybody else out there monitoring the transportation industry.
ATF calls the private sale of guns through classified ads or online, for example, a huge problem.
It's very legal. Obviously, the individual selling the firearm does not have the ability to run a criminal background check.
So how is that legal? Are you guys fighting that? I mean, is that something you'd like to see become illegal?
I can't comment on that.
Really? Why?
We enforce the laws that are on the books.
You can't tell me what laws you think this country needs to make the streets safer?
I would love to.
What's interesting to me is that this is the agency that is mandated with, you know, getting illegal guns off the streets. And yet, you guys can't comment on what you think you need.
I agree. I think the American public knows what we need. I think that the numbers are out there, the amount of agents we have. We don't have many agents. We have just over 2,000 special agents that cover the entire country.
The informant told me the guys that are running these guns aren't really afraid of you guys. They're not really afraid of law enforcement. Why is that?
Because we're so few and far between out there. They just roll the dice.
The number 10 item on the countdown this week has to do with picking the Pope, the next Pope. Here are our hosts Mike Violette and Ken Altshuler talking to Tom Rivers, who is a reporter on ABC in Rome, about the process underway for picking the new Pope.
Over in the Vatican, the Sistine Chapel is a busy place these days. U.S. Cardinals to Rome, though, choosing a new Pope canceled a popular daily press briefing.
These briefings were useful because you showed up and they kind of says, well, this it kind of walks you through. And they say, this is the procedure, this is what happens, these are the kinds of ways we approach things. It was very useful, but basically, the American delegation has fallen into suit. The media blackout now imposed before the conclave, and it all has to do with some comments that showed up from behind a closed-door session a couple days ago. Nothing contentious, but it did show up in an Italian paper, La Stampa, and the Vatican officials say, let's stamp this out so it doesn't happen down the road. So basically, the cardinals now are being quiet. And we're, you know, it's difficult for us now because these briefings made life a whole lot easier, but now they're going away. So we just have to just watch and see the procedures then and how they unfold.
So, Tom, confidentiality, you know, we talk about, you know, leaks from the White House and so forth and so on. In the past, has the proceedings in these conclaves been absolutely confidential, or they historically have some leaks?
There have been leaks in the past, and in the technological age, it becomes even more difficult. For instance, after they decide when the conclave date actually is, a lot of the cardinals are staying at various colleges around associated with their diocese around Rome right now, but they'll all head into the same hotel. They've got Wi-Fi there. So that will be stopped. Okay, stopped in its tracks. Once they get into the Sistine Chapel, for instance, they've got all these blocking devices, so people cannot eavesdrop on proceedings inside, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, they want to keep it as quiet as possible, and, you know, they just want it to be, you know, nobody in the world will know what's going on until the smoke comes up, and then somebody comes out and says, yes, here's the new Pope.
Another one of the items on the countdown this week that has a lot of people interested, the situation with North Korea. It actually is number two on the countdown. Here's talk host Mike McConnell with political analyst Paul Green. They talk about how ridiculous it is that so many people spend so much time focused on Dennis Rodman and his meeting with Kim Jong-un when he was in North Korea. And how does that play into the warnings from the North Koreans this week?
What about Dennis Rodman as international diplomat? Do real diplomats, politicians, is there some degree of jealousy if somebody like Dennis Rodman steps up and grabs the limelight in a situation like that? Not that anything serious was discussed.
Well, look who he's talking to. I mean, a meeting of the minds. But to be candid, I think yes. I think there was a fellow who went in, met the leader of North Korea, chatted with him. They're now friends for life.
Right,
which I thought, but Mike
wants Obama to call him to talk about basketball.
Yeah, and or maybe go one on one. But for the winner gets the nukes. But my favorite part was when they showed the picture of them and all these fellows behind them all wearing the same suit or whatever the heck that is. I mean, it's okay. I mean, by the way, Dennis Rodman, all kidding aside, was a great basketball player given his size, and I mean he was a ferocious player, and he helped the Bulls win several championships. So, but still, Monty Python on their best days couldn't come up with that.
While we're on North Korea, here from CNN, Aaron Burnett talks with analyst Ben Smith and Alto Belden about Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea.
What did he accomplish?
Well, he was there. He met the guy. He maybe got some useful information. I don't think no one has gotten in there. No one has met with him. He's a 28-year-old. He does, is taking over for the first time this hermit kingdom. Is there a small, tiny little chance that he wants to reach out through a crazy person like Dennis Rodman and make a connection with the West that he hasn't made before? I think there's a chance of it. You know, mostly it's a clownish buffoon incident that we've just seen. But I think if you're going to give the kid a benefit of the doubt for even a little bit of time, and Dennis Rodman brings back even one tiny little piece of information, we shouldn't necessarily dismiss it out of hand.
Arnold, what do you make of Dennis Rodman saying he could be the West's leading expert on North Korea's leader?
Aaron, I think that as an athlete, you have to know sometimes when you're being played. And he said something very important at the top of that interview. He said, you know, this was not supposed to be me meeting with Kim Jong-un this much. It was supposed to be really small, and then all of a sudden it turned into something very big. That says to me that they had already planned it. Dennis Rodman is going to be in town. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to take lots of pictures. You're going to be, it's going to be Dennis Rodman Day all day here in North Korea. So I think Dennis walked into something that I think was a lot bigger than he even maybe to this point understands.
When you look at that picture, Ryan, of Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman sitting together, you think it's a cartoon because it is so bizarre. I mean, it's amazing.
It's definitely bizarre, but I also think it really does reflect some desperation on the part of the North Koreans, and I think that that's actually an opportunity. So recently North Korea has this test of a nuclear weapon, and on one level everyone says that means they're saying screw the rest of the world, we're ready to do what we're going to do, and we're not willing to negotiate. But another possibility is that, you know, here's a guy who's coming in, he's very green, he's very new, and it's his way of establishing that he's tough, he's establishing his bona fides, and in establishing that he's tough, then he can open up. There are a number of people, I was in South Korea recently and spoke with a number of experts on reunification and related issues, and a lot of them are speculating that actually he is now in a position, by virtue of having done this seemingly crazy thing, to then take the steps that he would otherwise have been too vulnerable to take. So again, Dennis Rodman, you know, very quirky stuff, very silly, but I think that it reflects the fact that they're willing to make a pivot.
And Ben, let me just, a cartoon just came out, which actually makes me laugh. Steve Breen, cartoonist. You've got Dennis Rodman standing next to Kim Jong-un. Standing next to him makes me appear less crazy. That's coming out of Kim Jong-un's mouth.
Yeah. If there's anyone in the world who could make him seem a little less crazy, it's Dennis Rodman. But maybe he did a Vulcan mind meld on him and got a little bit of information that we don't necessarily have.
Did you guys get your reference right there? I want to make sure.
Wrong. But I think, the upshot is it's a crazy, ridiculous thing that he did, and he probably is not going to do the United States any good or bring back any useful information, but there's a chance that he will. I just don't see it as this awful, evil thing that he's done.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people. It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you'd treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877- 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
A lot of information and conversation this week and last week, actually, since the two different things about North Korea came to the surface. One of them was Dennis Rodman's visit. The other was the threat that came as soon as Dennis Rodman was out of there. The leader of the country says, we're going to bomb Washington State or Oregon. So what is it that we got of benefit that was a result of Dennis Rodman's trip to North Korea? Let's listen to talk show host Keith Larson focus on that very thing.
All right, what do we have from Ambassador Rodman here? Let's roll.
The one thing I said to him, I said, we talked about it, if you see the clips or whatever, he loves basketball. Now, I said the same thing I said, Obama loves basketball. Let's start there. If you see the quotes in the papers, he says that.
Now, this sounds, and we would react to this, with complete hilarity, right? Number one, Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un. Number two, this, hey, I mean, listen to that, how excited he is. I mean, he loves basketball. Obama loves basketball, right? Listen to how ridiculous that sounds. But in the early 70s, there was ping pong. In the early 70s, there was ping pong, and the next thing you know, Richard Nixon is meeting with Chairman Mao, which no one had met with Chairman Mao. This is the real world other side of this whole Dennis Rodman thing. You've got a guy, he's either dangerous or crazy dangerous, one of the two. He's either dangerous or crazy dangerous. He's trying to get the missiles. He's trying to get the nukes, right? I mean, there doesn't seem to be any, whether he has them, what he can do with them, but there doesn't seem to be anybody debating that he's trying to get medium to long-range missiles, and he's trying to get the nukes. He's an enemy. He's dangerous. He may be crazy dangerous. We got nobody talking with the dude. And anybody who talks about talking with the dude gets shouted down. And I've said this kind of thing before. This is why it takes a Richard Nixon, because who does the shouting down? It's Republicans. Republicans shout down the idea of talking with a bad guy. It makes you an appeaser. It makes you a negotiator. Well, that's why it takes a Richard Nixon to go talk with Chairman Mao, because he can deflect that. You know, that's why it takes a Ronald Reagan to talk with Gorbachev. And Nixon talked with Brezhnev, too, by the way. Soviet Union. That's why. But not now. You don't do that now. Now, if you should even talk with somebody who's considered... No, it's best to just sit back and invade the country. And then be responsible for it for 10 years. And $1 trillion and thousands of lives.
Once again, to review the charts this week on the Talk Radio Review at number 10, picking a new pope. Number 9, the gun control debate continues. New TSA guidelines, number 8, Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, and maybe Rand Paul running for the presidency in 2016. A big time interest. The business stations and the regular conversational talk stations onto the records being set by the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That's number 6 this week on the countdown. Number 5, the filibuster and resulting change in policy from the president on drones. Number 4, the death of Hugo Chavez and Sean Penn attending his funeral, talking about his good friend Hugo Chavez. Number 3, the Iran nuclear program. And number 2, the North Korean nuclear program. Number 1, all the discussion around the president and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and those who are discussing the sequester. That's it. That's a wrap. That's the top 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us now on the countdown. We're going through information coming from talkers.com about the hot hits in talk radio for the week of March 4th to the 8th. And as usual, Stephen is here to review some of the political or, I guess, legal ramifications, because sometimes they're one and the same, of a couple of our big stories. Plus a consumer warning for you coming up, because Steve has a website called scamicide.com and some very important information there about things I'm going to warn you about with him in a matter of moments. First, though, the anti-drone filibuster, number 5 on the countdown this week. This really looks like sticky stuff here, and it makes one think, anybody who voted for Obama, what is this guy really thinking about? What's really the agenda here, which they keep having to backpedal on?
Well, you know, it's a tough one. It's not eminently clear, but the unmanned drones have been used to certainly kill terrorists, and it doesn't seem to be as big an uproar, although certainly it is questioned as far as civilian casualties when it's non-Americans. But the issue came up with, what about American citizens? And are we, in essence, making American citizens subject to hit squads without any kind of trial or due process? you know, the administration said that it isn't without due process, and they do consider things, but they...
Oh, come on. What does that mean, without due process? You're going to look at somebody in Detroit who may be a terrorist, and the only... What Ron Paul or Rand Paul was talking about was this guy, okay, go arrest him and try him, but you can't just kill him unless you're going to take, unless the cause... Get a piece of let's get some firewood out and burn the Constitution. That's basically what he's saying, right?
Well, you know, it is. And but the response of the Attorney General to Paul's filibuster was a two-sentence letter that did indicate that the it is not considered within the power of the president as the...
But he said it was in the letter that he sent to him before. That's what started the whole thing to begin with.
No, the difference being today's most recent letter indicated not a an American... Can't be used against
right.
an American citizen in the United States unless they are actually committing violent
acts. But that
acts.
Was after Rand Paul... It is 12 or 13-hour filibuster.
Oh, yeah, 13 hours.
That was based on the first letter from Holder that said, oh, you know what, maybe we'll do that, in essence. Didn't that, wasn't that the letter said, maybe we'll shoot Americans or we'll kill Americans if we suspect them of being terrorists? That's what the letter said.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to disagree with you as far as the essence of it.
And, I guess,
but the point of fact is, I think the discussion has been joined. The attorneys are looking at this as far as when is it allowed with American citizens and when not. But there are American citizens who are homegrown terrorists,
yeah.
And I think under certain circumstances, yes, that kind of violence can be used. It's not terribly different than having.
How do you do that and not have due process?
Well, you know,
I mean, I'm not going to be in favor of not shooting as many terrorists as possible, but how it flies in the face if they're on American soil, they're American citizens, and you just shoot them without a trial, how is that justifiable?
You know, it's justifiable as the same with the police going after anyone in the who is committing a crime. They do not have to have due process before they can use violent force. And you know, this is something that is just an extension of that. The question is,
I think,
if you can arrest, you do arrest, and the
yeah.
same thing here.
We're giving these guys a pass, and they have no business getting a pass. I'm talking about the president and Holder. You know, who's the next group to have the immigration, whoever it is?
Well,
I
agree with you. What I'd like to do is I'd like to know exactly what their standards are, because
yeah.
as you indicated, the refinements in the standards only came out after a 13-hour filibuster. So does that mean they weren't there, or they're making this up as they go along?
All right, speaking of making it up as you go along, it's been a minute on the banks and the frauds that are going, the scams for consumers who want mods. It's just this is a joke. I found out about it this week. It's a bad joke.
You're talking about the modifications of their mortgages?
They will ask you to provide all kinds of information. They'll say, we'll give you a loan mod. But the loan mod is basically just get more money from you, and then we'll deny the loan modification.
Oh yeah, there's no guarantees. There are application fees. You know, once again, this is really no different than you've been pre-approved for that credit card. You haven't been pre-approved for that credit card. You're being invited to apply for that credit card. This is the kind of thing that the Federal Trade Commission and the Banking Commissioner's Office should be in each state taking action against, because it's just rampant now, and particularly as people are trying to modify their mortgages in the light of lower interest rates. But you've got being able to qualify is so much more difficult, but they don't tell you that in the advertising.
Check out, make sure you're checking scamaside.com. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.